We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So what you're listening to is Antonio Brown.
Yep, one of the new hip-hop artists of our times.
You said that very hiply.
Imagine being so rich that you can have people say, that sounds good.
Yeah, you're doing
like
doing
you have
great.
Enough people around you that says that song sounds good.
Well, they're amazing. Also
get
afraid
famous
of him
first
too.
And then do that.
So Antonio Brown has a Twitter handle, and we're going to plug it so that you can check this out, at AB84. Very simple. You're one of the easiest Twitters to follow. And in fact, pinned at the top of his timeline is him somewhere in a Walmart parking lot doing, I guess, I don't know, it's a picture from a show where he says, I'm not going to stop until I'm one of the biggest artists in the world.
Well,
and then you scroll.
You got to have goals.
And then you scroll down and you see that on yesterday at 3:40 p.m., signed Sincerely AB, there's a photo of Antonio Brown in his number 81 Tampa Bay Buccaneers uniform.
Right.
And it's in one of those kind of graphics that you would see on, like, Ballsack Sports.
Right.
So you wonder, okay, is this guy ribbing us? Apparently not.
No.
Here is what Here is what Antonio Brown stated as his biggest regret.
Yeah, you'd think he has a few to choose from.
My biggest regret in my career doesn't involve calling my GM a cracker or showing up to Raiders camp late in a hot air balloon with frozen feet or throwing rocks at that UPS driver. And it definitely doesn't involve taking my shirt off and doing a victory lap around Jets Stadium mid-game while throwing up deuces. My biggest regret is that I'll never get to see me, Antonio Brown, play a game live. Sure, I can watch the game afterwards, but I can't imagine what that was like for you all to see something like that, like watching the Beatles or Jesus perform at Red Rocks.
So there's a lot in there. Jesus at Red Rocks, first of all, is what jumped out to me. I don't remember when he performed there, or what, he just did water into wine.
It was really a rapper named Jesus Christo, and he got it confused.
Could have been Big Baby Jesus. May he rest in peace.
Big Baby Jesus, yeah.
Yeah, that one's so I look at it this way. Like, if you're going to be a narcissist, right, you're going to be look at me guy, do it all the way. Do it to the extreme.
Go big or go home,
yeah,
right?
Don't half-ass being a look at me guy. Like, go all the way in. So he starts up there. You're like, oh my God, is he actually going to, I don't know, is he going to say he has a regret in life?
Be like, contrite. Something,
like, oh, if it worked out, if I wasn't such an idiot, I would have played the whole season in New England in 2019, and who knows what would happen there. Or yeah. Like something. And then also just the reminder that he froze his feet off and took a hot air balloon to camp, and he was late to camp. Is incredible.
Well, coach, you got some winds out of the south. Like we couldn't land where we wanted to. It got windy. Sorry, buddy.
Some of these things have a mind of their own, yeah. And it's not exactly like taking a car to camp. So it's amazing, like, because he went on that run that was just so unbelievable that each day it was a new thing. And then, unfortunately, it got not funny when he was, like, threatening women and their kids on the text line. Because it's like frozen feet. Even, you know, challenging Mike Mayock to a fight, like all that stuff from the outside, kind of funny. And then it just, well, all these other stories that you heard about him, and you're like, all right, that's less and less funny. But again, he had such a great career with Pittsburgh, and I'm sure that they overlooked certain things. And you remember, this is going back, I think, 5 years ago, when he was doing Instagram Live or Facebook Live in the locker room after a game.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first thing that jumped out. And, like, Mike Tomlin's talking to the team in the back, and Antonio Brown's like, we live? We're live. And he's talking to teammates, and they're looking over at him, and like, what are you doing? Like, he's just live streaming in the locker room. That was, like, the first indication, at least, that we got.
I think he might have actually inadvertently live streamed Dong as well.
Probably.
In one of those.
Yeah,
I think there was.
I would imagine. Yes.
I think it turned into a screen grab of a player who just happened to flash it at the right time.
I think that happened,
probably
too.
Should have.
But it really was just amazing how it went from that whole situation in Oakland, and they were on Hard Knocks that year, too. And then him trying to get out of there and him celebrating getting out of there. And then, lo and behold, here come the New England Patriots. Like, yeah, we'll take him. Here for like 8 days. Then he was gone.
Mess.
And then you don't see him for a while. And then, lo and behold, he pops up on the Tampa Bay Bucks and he's catching touchdowns in the Super Bowl.
They freed me, Grandma!
That whole thing. They freed me.
That's right.
Like, you just signed like a huge contract with the Raiders. But whatever. And then he goes to the Bucks, plays a couple years there. Then that one flames out spectacularly, as he even mentions, like running around the Jets stadium throwing his deuces. And then now apparently he's a rapper. I am fascinated, though. In 5 years.
Oh, okay.
He's eligible for the Hall of Fame. He is a Hall of Famer. He should get in the Hall of Fame. But does everybody voting for him are just like, I can't stand the guy. They can't stand the guy. And can you imagine what his Hall of Fame induction speech is going to be like?
He has zero chance of getting in.
He's not getting in the first ballot, that's for sure.
He's not getting in at all.
He should, though, right? He's a Hall of Famer.
He's
the best
receiver
of a decade.
Well, I understand that. I guess my hang-up is, and it take his stuff aside, like he's lumped in with a lot of other guys who have had highly productive careers. To me, Terrell Owens is a better wide receiver than Antonio Brown. However, look at how hard T.O. had to fight and have people come to his aid to be able to get that guy in the Hall of Fame. Not because anybody – I don't think there was one person on that committee that was like, hey, T.O. isn't worthy of this. It's the personality deal. And I just wonder if Antonio Brown, as we kind of move along – if he just gets lost in a sea of guys who have similar numbers, and it becomes real easy to say, well, he was an asset.
Yeah, I think he's not going to get in right away. Now, he's top 25 all time in catches, yards, and touchdowns. So, I mean, the stats speak for themselves. He had all those years in a row. What was it, like 8 years in a row? Or no. 6 years in a row with over 100 catches, led the league in catches twice, led the league in touchdowns once, led the league in receiving yards twice, was all decade from the 2010s.
He should have been a no-doubt type guy.
Yeah, but he's such a clown show that they may keep him out. But
like, can you imagine they'll be like, as they're showing the highlights,
yeah,
and it's catch for New England, catch for Tampa, taking your shirt off and running off the field. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yeah.
Antonio Brown.
Just Steelers Antonio Brown should have gotten in the Hall of Fame because he didn't have crazy stats elsewhere. He got the Super Bowl, mm-hmm, obviously, and added a few more counting numbers, but it was really just his time in Pittsburgh, his 9 years in Pittsburgh.
And someone said, what am I smoking? He's so good. Number one, you wish you were smoking what I was. But number two, I'm not denying that he's not a good football player. I'm just saying that when you think of representatives for the Hall of Fame, that's not someone they're putting in modern day, no matter how good he was.
O.J. Simpson.
That's just, yeah, there's some in there. There's no question. But that'd be a tough sell with the committee.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.